In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. At Mass today, I heard the Word of God that the apostles witnessed with power the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Now, that power is in the church. But, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's like muscles. If you don't use it, you lose it. How many of us know that there is power in the proclamation of the death and resurrection of Jesus? How many of us know that that power is greater than any power that's human? How many of us know and call upon the risen Lord to do the miraculous? Well, I'm telling you, Jesus does the miraculous. The greatest miracle was the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through his death and resurrection, there is power. I know it. I know it. One priest said, "You know, we're not evangelical." Oh, yes, we are. We are evangelical Catholics. We are sacramental Catholics. We are Pentecostal Catholics. It's all in the church. It's all in the church. Everything God gave the church, but it's there to use and it's there to believe. There is power in the holy name of Jesus. There is power in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Just the other day, when we were feeding the homeless, I saw someone talking to someone else, and he was talking about a healing. So I called him over, because I never knew that there was a healing that happened in this young man's life. And he said, "Oh, yes." He said, "I was brought today. I was brought to your church, and I was with the cane. I walked with the cane because of my back, which was terribly sore." He said, "And you prayed with me, and that back was healed." I said, "Isn't that wonderful?" Now, this is years ago, and I'm just finding out now. Power. There is power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what Jesus said. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. There is power in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And the scripture says from Acts 3, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer." It was the ninth hour. You see, they were not yet thrown out of the temple. "And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple," which is called Beautiful. So he was brought to the Beautiful gate, and he was there every single day. Palm Sunday, Jesus went through the Beautiful gate, saw this man, didn't heal him. That's something. Jesus went through the Beautiful gate only God knows how many times and saw this man begging and never healed him. He saved that for the apostles. What was the man doing? He was asking alms from the people who entered into the temple. He was looking for money. That's how he was going to exist, on the alms of people, because he couldn't work. "Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for money." He asked for money. "And Peter fastened his eyes upon him and John, and he said, 'Look on us.'" In other words, look at us. Look on us. Eye to eye contact. Look on us. And the scripture says, "And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive money from them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.'" And this man started to walk. "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he was leaping up. He stood and walked and entered into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. That's what he was doing. Walking and leaping and praising God. There's power. I want you to say the word power. There's power in the resurrection of Jesus. There's great power in the cross of Jesus. There's great power. But if we do not use it, we lose it. It's as simple as that. If we do not use the power, we lose it. Most people don't know that there's power. Most people don't know that there's power. And yet, I know that Eric Caden, priest of God, and Matthew Williams, priest of God, they experienced the power at the Holy Rosary, and now they're going out believing that there is great power in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and that power can heal the sick and save the afflicted. It's real. I'm not talking unreal things. I'm not talking something that's hard to grasp. The apostles witnessed the resurrection today with power, and that power is for us to use. This man was healed by the power of God. He was leaping up and stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. This is amazing. Everybody knew him. Oh yes, they had put some money in his cup. Everybody knew he was the man that begged by the beautiful gate. Do you know that there was power that day? And that Peter and John said, look at us eye to eye. Silver and gold we have not, but what we have we give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. Beautiful. And they knew that it was he who sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder, awe, and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, why do you think he's holding Peter and John? He thinks the power is in them. He thinks the power, he wants to hold Peter and John. I remember this little girl that was healed of cancer. When she was found out that she was healed of cancer, she sat next to me for some time. Then she realized she didn't need to sit next to me, that God had healed her, and that she could sit anywhere in the church. She didn't need to hang on to me. She didn't hang on. She sat next to me. I'm telling you, the power does not come from Peter and John. The power comes from the risen Savior. The power comes from the risen Savior. And this power is available. Can I hear you say the word available? Available to those who believe. This is real. And yet not many of us use that power. Not many of us know that there is power. You see, if it's not true today, it wasn't true then. I've often thought that. Why is it that the Bible was filled with miracles and we don't see miracles happen? Why? Because we don't have faith in the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus. We don't say to people, get up and walk in the name of Jesus. We've seen so many lame people healed at Holy Rosary. We've seen that. Thanks be to God. And that power came from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? In other words, it wasn't us that did this. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, and he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, Barabbas. and you killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, wherefore we are witnesses. In other words, it has nothing to do with us. The only thing that we did was explain and exhorted him with our faith that God wanted to raise him up. Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give you. It was Jesus who healed this man. It was Jesus who, by the power of his death and resurrection, had this guy walking and leaping and praising God. And he was holding on to the apostles as if they did it, that it was their power. No. I remember a man calling me up, and he said, my daughter has epilepsy, and you prayed with her, and now she's been free of seizures for 2 years, and I want to thank you. And I said, it's Jesus who healed your daughter. He said, but I want to thank you. I said, it's Jesus who healed your daughter. And you know what? If he wants to think it was me, it's up to him. But as long as I don't think it was me, I know it wasn't me. But I do know who it was. I do know it was the power of Jesus' death and resurrection. I do know that that little girl with seizure disorder was healed by Jesus Christ through the power of his death and resurrection. I know that. I know it wasn't me. Because if it were me, I'd have my back healed yesterday. But you see, it wasn't me. I'm just a weak vessel. But God uses me because I believe there is power that is available. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Heidi Baker, who is in Africa, when she goes to people that have never heard of Jesus, what she does is she asks the people to send up on the stage everyone that's deaf. And so she prays that their ears would be open. And when their ears are open, these people now who never heard of Jesus can see the Jesus movie. That's what she shows them. And she starts to tell them that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he wants to heal you. All these deaf people were just healed. She has that gift. She said, how do I gain their attention? How do I gain their attention? That people in the community that are deaf come up to the altar, and she prays that their ears will be open, and they're open. This is real. There's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in his death and resurrection. But we've got to believe it, and we've got to use it. If we don't use it, we lose it. Most people don't know that there's power. Most preachers don't know that there's power to bring healing and deliverance to the sick. Most people don't know that. Why? They've never seen it. And yet, if we preach it, then we do it. If I preach healing, then I have to bring people to be healed by the name of Jesus and through his powerful resurrection and death. This is real stuff I'm talking about. This is not stuff that I learned in the seminary. I didn't learn this. I learned this by praying with people, and I began to see God moving powerfully as I prayed with people. I believe that that's the way it happened within me. And I have seen other people. This week I'm supposed to go to a conference, and the speakers are people who raise people from the dead. Now, you might say, I don't believe that. Well, you know what? You don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. I'm going to go listen to these people. I'm going to hear what they say about raising people from the dead. I know the dead people I want to raise are the people that are Catholic that don't know Jesus. They're dead. They're dead. They're pew potatoes. They have to hear the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, that Jesus Christ heals the sick, and Jesus changes lives. Just the other week, a man came up to me, and he said, do you remember me? I said, no. He told me his name, and I do remember him after he told me his name. And, you know, he said I was going to have be on a retreat, and I heard you on the radio say, sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. He said, I sat there, and for hours I sat there, and it seemed like 5 minutes went by. Oh, yes, he got great, awesome power in the Holy Eucharist. But he heard me speaking on the radio about the power of the Eucharist. You see, but he not only heard me, he believed, and he sat there, and Jesus started to work in him. And he's still around today, and he loves the Eucharist. You might say, why? Because he was changed through the power of the Eucharist, not by my power, but through the power of the Eucharist. The only thing I did was to preach the power of the Eucharist. And this is real. We believe that Jesus is totally present as Eucharist. We believe that this is not bread, but this is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. If this is true, there should be healings that's taking place through the Eucharist, but it takes a mustard seed of faith. We just cannot just say, well, let them be healed. No, it takes a mustard seed of faith and declaring that Jesus heals. Declaring that Jesus is. You know how Moses went across the Red Sea? He declared that the sea would open, and he started to walk, and as he walked, the sea opened. I'm telling you, that's God doing that. It wasn't Moses. That's God doing that. Moses was just the instrument. You've got to know this. You've got to know this. How can I better explain to you about this power? And then it goes on to say, in the name and through faith in his name, Jesus has made this man strong, who you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of all of you. Yes, it's Jesus. Faith in Jesus that got this man walking and leaping and praising God. And now, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant about who did it, as did also your rulers, for they crucified the Lord. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath fulfilled. And what does the apostle say? Repent, therefore, and be converted. I won't tell you, we all need to be converted. And even if we've been converted, we need to be converted more. Oh, yes, we need to be converted more. Oh, yes, it was wonderful to be converted in 1968, but I need to be converted more. Everybody needs more conversion, because nobody is perfect. I don't know if you know that. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. We're all in need of more conversion. That comes through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and the Eucharist. We need to be converted. Say, I need to be converted. You say, but I've been going to church, and I'm 80. I've been going to church all these years. I need to be converted, Jesus. Convert me. Convert me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I told you yesterday about Tadas when he was fishing on the Internet, and he found the Divine Mercy chaplet, and it said, if you pray this with faith, God will change you. And he prayed it with faith, and the power of God came upon him. The power of God came upon him. That's wonderful. He's left the church at this point. But he'll come back. I believe that. Why? Because his conversion was a Catholic conversion. Yes. I could never tell you that I could leave the church. By grace, I stay in the church, because my conversion was a Catholic conversion. I was converted before the Eucharist of the Lord. So how could I be anything else? That doesn't mean that I don't go listen to other people. Oh, no. I told you, I'm going this week to hear some man that knows how to raise people from the dead. Jesus does it, of course. You might say, that's foolish. You know, I don't think it's foolish, because Jesus said that you will raise people from the dead, you'd cure them of sicknesses, you cure them of demons, and you can raise people from the dead. Thomas Aquinas said to his brothers, if you go into a town and they don't listen to you, raise people from the dead. I'm telling you, the first people I want to raise from the dead are those people who don't know Jesus. Who don't know Jesus. I want to raise those people from the dead. So we hear that Jesus Christ, the power in his name, the power of his death and resurrection, healed the man who was crippled from birth. This is amazing. This is amazing. We're going to continue, and I want to look at Acts 21, I should say John 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself, this is after the resurrection, again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this way, this is the way he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I'm going fishing. Stop right now. Simon Peter, you sold your boats and your nets. Why are you going fishing? You were to be able to catch men. Why are you going fishing? You're being disobedient. I'm telling you, there's someone being disobedient to God. His power is on their life, and they're running away. Maybe they're not going fishing. They're going someplace else, and they're not in God's will, and they're miserable. So you go back to God. Repent and believe. I know of a man that God called, and he kept on running away from God. And finally, he went into one of the islands on the near South America, and he said he went to the bar to get a drink, and he did it because he wanted to get away from people who kept on witnessing about Jesus. The bartender comes and says, "Do you know Jesus is looking for you?" Well, I tell you, he just gave up that day. He gave up that day. The bartender knew. I'm telling you, God knows how to do things. He gave up that day, and he surrendered himself to Jesus. Even the bartender was going to witness to him. There are some people hearing my voice right now, running away from God, running away from Jesus. There are some people, and I'm telling you, it's time to come back to the Lord. It's time to give yourself to him. It is time. Do not run anymore. Run to. You might say, but I've sinned deeply. I told you about mercy. Your miserableness demands God's mercy. God's mercy is toward you. You do not have to think that you've sinned terribly. You have. Go to confession. Get rid of it totally. Let the Lord do what he wants to do to you. You might say, I'm not worthy. Well, you know what? Neither am I. There's only one that is worthy. It's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He alone is worthy. He alone is Lord. He alone is God with the Father and the Holy Spirit. I'm not worthy either, but I don't depend upon my holiness or my worthiness. I depend upon the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus. So if you're running away from Jesus, stop right now. Make a confession of your sins now and promise that you'll go to confession soon. Soon, so that you can again be filled with God and do what God wants you to do. No more running away. Run toward Jesus. Mercy is for you. Mercy, mercy, mercy. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We pray for Mary Dunn, that she would be completely healed in the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. What did we learn today? We learned that there's power through the death and resurrection of Jesus. We learned that we need to be converted. We need to know that the conversion comes from the death and resurrection of Jesus in the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.